Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 10 for Monday, August the 8th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Monday, tracking advances in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $5 higher, with the November contract up $4.80 at $454.60 a ton. Some funds were buying slightly today, and that was supportive, along with spillover sales in vegetable oil and crude oil. Volumes and spread activity were light, and that may have helped to exaggerate the gains. A September 1st deadline is slowly approaching, and that is when China is scheduled to lower dockage allowances for imports of Canadian canola. However, on the other side, the bias was pointed slightly lower, and that was bearish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 10 to 14 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.84 a bushel. Hot conditions in the U.S. Midwest helped to support the market. Large commercials were also buying. Crude oil was higher, which underpinned the market. Demand for U.S. soybeans has been reasonably strong due to a scarcity of South American supplies. Meantime, traders are busy preparing for Friday's monthly USDA report. Corn was slightly higher, with the December contract at $3.35 a bushel. The market turned higher late in the day with some light fund buying. Export potential for the U.S. is still fairly good, and large world supplies were bearish. A trader's report also shows there are a lot of short contracts in the market right now. Wheat chopped around before ending slightly higher. The September contract was up 1 cent at $4.17 a bushel. European production looks to be significantly lower, and that was supportive for U.S. values. Some commercials were out bargain hunting. Technical signals were supportive. Trade sources have pegged the size of the Canadian wheat crop at 32 million tons. However, there are a lot of concerns about its quality. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August the 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.